You're listening to Anything Goes with the gorgeous Miss Ibarra, with your host, Crystal Ibarra, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up? It's your girl, Crystal Ibarra from Orange County, Santa Ana. That's right, Santa Ana, Orange County. The drive was very nice from the 405 to the 101. Just kidding. Update on traffic. No, I'm just kidding with you. How's everybody's weekend? So, took a little time off. I'm back. Recoup. I got a message from my daughter. She's like, Mom, you don't have your eyelashes. I go, yeah, because what happened was I was on the 405, got the 101. I wasn't going to turn around for no eyelashes. So, it is what it is. We do what we do. Oh, well. So, yeah. Oh, my gosh. So much to talk. So much. Funny story. It always happens to me. So, funny story. So, this guy that I met, we were talking for a little bit, and then, like, he stopped talking, and I thought he was pretty cool, because he had his hobby, and I was like, cool, like, you know, like, you work, you have your hobby, you know, like, whatever. So, I don't know, out of the blues, he stopped talking to me, whatever, and then, like, a few months later, he started talking to me again, and we went out for drinks, and it just, you know, I didn't really care for him like that, and, you know, I was straight out with him, whatever, but I thought we were cool, like, oh, you know, like, he would send messages, and I'm like, oh, cool, you know. So he posts a picture of his new girl, and he posts, finally, I get a real fucking woman or some shit like that, and I give him a thumbs up. I'm like, yeah, cool, bro, like, you got what? He was like, bitch, I don't need your thumbs up. So right away, I get on my fucking phone, start calling him. You know, lost your goddamn mind talking to me like that. And, yeah, he didn't answer, of course. So, moral of the story, don't think everybody's your friend. Yeah. Anyways. So that went on, and then, we do have another comedy show coming up. We have it on Tuesday, just a reminder. I'll post it on my website, DM me, crystal_ibarra24, and, yeah, I'll let you guys go from there. What else has no? So, I got a lot of questions. Yes. And we are going to get to them. So the last time I was here, I think I had a guest, Mr. Clever Santana, and a lot of questions. So check this out. Hit him up. You get your answers. Hit him up. You can ask him all the questions you want. So, yeah, summer's coming up with Vegas and Texas, I believe, is coming up. Yeah, but don't forget, Tuesday, comedy. I think it's in Fount Valley. I'll double check. Like I said, I'll put everything up. It was a nice weekend. I was able to see my brother. That was always a plus. What else did I do? No, actually, you know, I was like, kind of sick. I don't know, like a fucking bug. And then I had a lot of shit to do, so I haven't been online doing everything because just everything that's going on. But we're back. We are back. We ain't going nowhere. We're here. Yeah, funny story. It only happens to me. So, like, where was I? I don't even know where I was at, but I had those fucking eyelashes. And I took them off because they were like, so I put on my glasses. One of my fucking lens was off, and I'm like walking, and I'm like, I don't know what the fuck was wrong with me. I did not know that one of your fucking lenses is broken. So I'm walking, and and here I am thinking I look good with my lens. One lens is out, and one big lens. So this guy's looking at me, and I'm like, what the fuck? Yeah. So my daughter looks at me like, what the hell? You didn't notice it? Nope. No. Yeah. Then. Anyways, so, the Orange County Fair. Who's going to go to the Orange County Fair? Hola. Hey, family. How's everybody doing? So, yesterday, what did I do yesterday? Oh, yeah, I was with my brother. I think I was talking to one of his friends. He's like, oh, did your brother know he's coming? I'm like, no, didn't you tell? yeah, one of those. So how's everybody doing? Oh, I love you guys. Mucho amor. Gracias, gracias. Muy bien. Hola to Kenya. And to Sri Lanka. He's like, you never fucking say anything. Oh, I'll get it. I'll give you a shout out, Sri Lanka. Oh, for real. Fuck you. And that was a nice dedication song. I like it when, so now, like, this one guy, the guy Raul, he fucking messages me and he goes, because you're illiterate and you don't know how to respond to messages, here's a song for you. I was like, what the fuck, fucking weirdo? So yeah, I gave him a fucking message. There's a lot of weird people out here nowadays, but they met their match because I'm more fucking weird than anybody. So you want to get crazy? Let's get crazy. So yeah. So let me see. Oh yeah. So the last show that I had, we were able to talk to David. Like I said, David was my manager. He was one when I started comedy, like I said, at Flappers and all that. The Ice House when it was open, like he did all that. And actually I had him on air. So if you guys want to go back and listen to him, yeah. So we were together for 11 years. Didn't work out, but we are still really good friends. And a lot of people are like, you can't be friends with your fucking ex. Yeah, you can. But don't nobody want his ass like that. You know what I mean? Like, at the end of the day, we're friends before anything. And, like, he's just someone who will always be in my life. He stepped up with my daughters when their dad left them when they were three. So, yeah. He calls. He talks to my kids. Like, they call him dad. Like, it is what it is. Yeah. So, he was on air. And he was, you know, just basically saying, you know, yeah, like, he's not going anywhere. He's out there in Texas. There's not much to do. I'm like, fuck. Oh, yeah, and he did say there was, like, it's like a, I want to say Hooters, but he said better. He said the tits are better. The fucking, they wear lingerie, and I was like, what the fuck? I thought you were in rehab, puto. Looking at that shit, that's what got you in rehab. So, yeah, I'm one of those friends. Well, I'll knock some sense into you. Because, you know, sometimes you'd be thinking your knowledge is right. I'm here to wake you up. So, yeah. What else is new in Orange County? What else is new in Orange County? Yeah, I don't really hang out in Orange County. I don't really hang out much at all, do I? Okay, yeah. So, oh, Carlos, I will message you. Hola, Brenda. ¿Cómo estamos? ¿Cómo estamos? Muy bien, muy bien. And, oh, so shout out to Mr. Luna, Swifty Pete, right there at Saint Tattoo Shop right there on Bristol. He was able to finish off my tattoo. The one that the other fucker messed up, made it with fucking Crayola markers and shit. Yeah, so he was able to fix up some damage. So shout out to him. I don't know, tattoos are fucking addicting. Once you get one, you like fucking want another one. Like connected and shit. Like, I don't know. And then I'm not gonna lie, he put that numbing cream. That shit still hurt. The part where I got my tattoo is one of the most painful, like the arch of the foot, he says, is like really painful. So I got it there. Tell me why. Yeah, but it was really painful. But, yeah, shout out to him. Amazing. Amazing. And then, what else? Do I ever reply? Okay, so a lot of you people want, like, personal, like, DMs and all that. Get the fuck out of here. I'm gonna go. Like, I don't know. Just, a lot of people are just weird, like, on here. Like, you can message me, I'll get back to you, but if you're being fucking weird, then, you know, what the hell? And, oh, shout out to Maria. Thank you. I did receive the gift. Gracias. Muchas gracias. And Priscilla, gracias. Thank you. Thank you. And then I did get a funny gift, which I know it was meant to be a fucking joke or sarcasm or whatever, but I was like, cool, thank you. You went out of your way to put shit in a box for me. Thank you. I'll send it right back to your mama. Yeah, so thank you for all the gifts. What else? Hey, Cole. So, yeah, so Santa Ana, that's where I'm from. Born and raised. What's out there? Me. Oh, Miss Elijah has joined us. Miss Elijah is my daughter. My daughter that's going away. Hi, Elijah. Oh, hey. So, yeah. I need to get back to hiking and working out. Dude, it's like you take 1 week off and it feels like a whole eternity. Like, I feel like Bambi again. Like, I have to hit back the gym and all that. I'm like, and then I want to go full throttle and I'm like dying. But yeah, we have new activities. Like, I don't know, just try new stuff. Like, I want to go to the, I've never shot a gun. So I'm over here talking about guns like a fucking care what. No. So yeah, that's something that, you know, like go to the shooting range. So yeah, if you guys know any cool spots, let me know, because definitely want to try that out. I am going to definitely do a course with Mr. Vega. You can check him out. He's ex-military who does personal lessons. So let's see, go there. And then, so how's everybody doing? You guys can always feel free to call if you have any questions. Oh yeah, for a friend, any shelters or sober livings in Orange County and in LA County, if you guys want to DM me so I can post it up. There's a lot of people, you know. If you know a place, please say something, share, so I can pass it along. Yeah, they're always asking me that. And someone asked if volunteer work, if anybody knows of any good places to do volunteer work. That was another question. I said I'll throw it out there, maybe someone, you know. And, activities for kids, summer. Like, any good spots, like, I mean, but, you know, like a lot of parents just want to drop off their kids. But I mean, so you need a babysitter. But, yeah. What else would they say ask for? Yes, I'm still single. by choice. not by choice. You little fuckers. You guys are so fucking funny. Some of you guys. I'm telling you, the dedications, the songs, oh, man, they kill me, touch me, make me want to get a bottle of Jack. But, no, like, a lot of these people are so sensitive here. Like, yeah, like that one guy, I just gave him, like, congratulations and got mad. I was like, you know what, why don't you fucking go check your fucking transmission or something, like, do something useful, you piece of shit. But, yeah, it is what it is. Can't win them all. Oh, I went to OTM. Love that store. Love the store. Next stop is getting those Reyes gloves. That's our next. And oh, yeah, if you guys know any other, what was it? Hiking spots. Any good ones out there in San Diego? Any good ones? And don't be sending my people to fucking TJ. Because that freeway, you know, when it curves, you're like, either if you go straight, you're straight to TJ. If you're not, you know, you're good. So, accurate addresses, por favor. Some of us might not come back, you know what I'm saying? If we do, we're going to come back for you. So, yeah. Dude, I swear, something like, every name in the book, someone has called me. And I just, like, the hell, like, you sarcastic bitch. Thank you, William. Sarcastic bitch. Thank you. I don't know. These people just get bad. I don't even know them. But, yeah. Any, hiking spots? How about any food banquets out there in Orange County and San Diego? If anybody knows of anything, please share. And remember, if you guys have your you want to call in or come in, DM me. We can go from there. Like I said, if you're, business is business. Don't DM me for stupid shit. Oh my gosh, funny story. So in my comedy, I always like, one of my things that I'm known for is like, oh, fuck me hard, yeah. Oh, yeah, daddy, oh. And I was walking by and some guy, like, he goes, hey, I know you. And I was just like, oh, cool, thank you. And he was like, yeah, you're funny. He was like, hey, when you said that one thing, and he had his kid rhythm. I'm like, what the fuck did I say? I was like, fuck. I was like, wait, were my eyes open? Was I like coherent? No, he was like, oh yeah, you're like, you're that one girl who said, fuck me hot, daddy. Oh yeah. And the kids started repeating the same shit. I was like, oh my God. I was like, only in Santa Ana, fucking shit. But yeah, that was a nice recognition. We will be in Bakersfield on one. Oh no, hold on, let's see. Okay. Yeah, so my daughter will be turning 21. Any good spots in Vegas recommendations? She will be 21. Vegas. Good luck. So, yeah, so any good. Oh, yeah. Any good. Also, too, any good antique or Goodwills? Around, where the hell is that at? Victorville. Oh wow. Okay, well, I guess, is there any places down that way? Any recommendations down that way? Yeah. So and this, what? Rocio. Thank you. No. Carlota. Mandado saludos. Saludos, Carlota. Javier. Chinga tu madre. Juan Carlos. Hola. So, yeah. Those are those people. So my next thing is like traveling. So I'm thinking my next stop, just a little vacay, get away, just be by myself. My kids will be in school. I don't know. I was thinking of Miami. I don't know why. So I'm thinking that's going to be our next little vacay. I don't think I've ever been on a vacation by myself. I don't even think I've ever been alone by myself. Oh, that's sad. So, yeah. So, yeah, so we're going to try Miami or, I don't know, Wyoming or something. Get the fuck out of here. Alaska, you know? Or Haiti. There you go. I'll go to Haiti. Oh, thank you. Saludos. Saludos. Yeah. Are any good? Also, too, any recommendations for nails? Preferable someone who comes to your house in Orange County. So, yeah. I have two daughters going away to college. So that leaves me alone. Gonna go travel. So I don't know why. I just want to go to Miami. Just, like I said, then Wyoming, I don't know. I'm far out there. Or they had good hiking trails out there. Hawaii. Hola. Juan Carlos. María Osoto. Buenos días. Saludos. Saludos de Tijuana. Las Vegas. Yeah, any recommendations you guys have? And then, what else? Oh, yeah, any good restaurants? Where are the good spots to go at? See, like right there by my house, it's like Little Tijuas. It's so cool, though, because they have like everything from pulpusas to fucking tacos, churros, like the whole street in Orange County. I was like, damn. So, like, at 1, 2 in the morning, I'm all walking down the street. Actually, we had craters yesterday, so they're pretty good. Las pulpusas, they're good. I don't know, they're kind of pricey, but then again, I don't know. I guess, you know, that's what they are right now. Oh. So, yeah. And besides there, where else? So, Tuesday, we have the comedy at in Fountain Valley, which I'll post. Don't forget to follow me. Yeah, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, you name it, I have it. Shout out to Shannon. I can't say your last name. It's a long last name. But Shannon, congratulations. Just got engaged. Best wishes. You know, marriage isn't for everybody. I'm a big old hater. What? You mean, why? Why do you have to do that? I'm horrible. Just because it didn't work out for you, Crystal. Hater. But yeah. So I drove all the way here from Orange County. Took me like an hour and a half. So the whole time. Dude, I got in the zone. You ever like fucking drive? And I'm like smoking. So I'm like even. So I'm chilled out. Like mellow. And then like I started dancing to this fucking song. Tell me why my right is looking at me. And my left side looking at me. I turn. I swear, like, you can make love connection on the fucking freeway. Like, people just stare at you and shit. But, yeah, it was cool. Some of you, well, actually, not all of you, but there's a few people, like, please just don't come out of your character. Don't be fake. You're a piece of shit person. Just say that thing. Don't go out of your way. Yeah, like, how you gonna do something wrong and then, like, reach out? Like, get the hell out of here. Like, I'm not over it. I'm petty like that, I guess. It is what it is. Like, you know, like, there's never gonna be any hate and anger. Just, you know, stay in your way. Stay my way, and that is what it is. We cross paths, you know what time it is. Yeah. It's been a long weekend. We just need to hurry up and get these kids off the way to college, so then I can start. Hola, Kathleen. Luis Miguel. Luis. No, nunca he ido para allá, Luis, pero un día voy a ir. He's asking me if I've ever been to Oaxaca. No, I've never been down that way, but, you know, traveling time. I don't know. Maybe I'll travel with my brother. I'm just kidding, Jen. I'm just kidding, but I'm not. Oh, man. Marcos from Morocco. It's funny. A lot of these military, they get in my DMs. They're like, oh, I'm in Syria right now. I can't talk, but we can go on WhatsApp. The fuck? Wait, how are you talking to me? Like, oh, yeah, get that WhatsApp. I'm like, nah, we're good. The hell? And weirdos. And the more you tell them, like, oh, we're good. Oh, I'll be back in the States in, like, 2-3 months. I'm like, check this out. When you get back to the States, call me. But yeah. So funny story. So when I first start, like I said, David was my gracias. Was my manager, and he said he set me up for America's Got Talent. And we went round one, bam, we're in there. 'Cause you gotta go through sections. Round two, bam, I kill it. Round three, down goes Fraser. Let me tell you why. And this is why I tell him. So going on round three, I was just like, holy shit, I really do got talent. Oh my God, I'm back here. Like some of these fucking people are like, what the fuck? Like they're standing on their fucking heads and like walking and shit. Like they are real, like how am I gonna compare to that? Like I can't. Am I gonna walk on my fucking head? Walk on one finger? So they're like doing backflips and all that, and that's when the anxiety hit. When you're like at the final level and it hits you, you're just like, oh my God. So smart ass over here, he gives me a Xanax. He gives me a bar, not just a Xanax, the fucking bar. Never took it. I took in all drugs, but I never took a Xanax. I slept for 4 days. I woke up the fourth day talking about, did I make it? Make what, girl? Like, third round, you're out. And it's funny though, because when you ask him, he'll be like, yeah, like, I don't know. He's like, it's funny. But yeah, that's what happened when I went to America's Got Talent. Round three, and down I go. But yeah, it finally hits you, you know? It does hit you when you're at the end. But it was a good experience. Like I met a lot of people, and like crazy, all over the world, they would come down, like, you know, from Israel and all that. I was just like, holy shit. Like, you're from Jamaica and all that. I was like, it was a good time. Like I said, there's a lot of talented people. Like when you go into those auditions, whoo. It you know, like I said, it does make you. I did. I was just like, what the heck? How are my jokes gonna be funny than a guy fucking walking on one finger? Like, the hell? So yeah, I got nervous and I took a Xanax bar and I woke up 4 days later. So that was the end of that. Never again. And then, oh yeah, one of the questions was when. Have you ever been embarrassed doing comedy? Not now, not never. Actually, I'm not gonna lie. One time when I first started, he had me like book like 3 4 days, and I think after the fourth day I was exhausted or whatever, and like I got writer's block on stage. I swear, I was just like, what the hell? Like I'm that girl that doesn't write anything down. It just comes, you know. We'll get it. And yeah, I got writer's block and I froze. And till this day, it haunts me. Even he'll even tell you, he's like, what? The clown house? I was like, that's the spot that I froze. I was just like, you know, like, Crystal, you're quick. No, not that day. I was just like, and it was just like one bad joke after another. It was like, just like, girl, shut your mouth already. And I was just kept going. And I was like, girl, it's not even funny anymore. And it just, like fucking diarrhea in the mouth, and I was just like, and then I think they gave me applause because they've had like a pity party or something. They're like, and I was just like, oh, I wanted to cry inside so bad. That was one of the places. And then, oh, horrible. Another one. I didn't do bad, but the person that I was with, my manager, was drunk, and I don't know if the fuck he hit himself with the toilet or something like that. But either way, they had to stop my set. He told me, oh, by the way, your dude's over there. I'm like, first of all, he's not my dude. My manager. Well, your manager's in the corner. Oh, what the fuck? He's not my manager anymore. Fired. Next. No. But yeah, so there was plenty of times where I just like, I don't see it like, oh, you feel like, just learn from it. Like, you know, you just, I mean, what do you, I'm going to fucking read a magazine or a book and just like, oh, hold on. Oh, let me fix that right there. No. I just couldn't. That day, I don't know, I froze. There's, you know, there's days too that I'm just like, you know, not everything comes out of my mouth is funny. Some shit comes out is like, this bitch really just say that? Yes, she did. Yes, she did. So, yeah, so Yeah, a lot of people are like, well, how do you just go do an open mic? See if you even like it. Go, it's just different. I love comedy and all, and I like do stand up comedy and all that, and but I don't really go to comedy clubs. That's bad, huh? Wait, you do like comedy and clubs? I don't really go to comedy clubs. I don't really do much, in that club scene, or unless I'm performing. If not, no, I'm good. Yeah, it's been a while. Yeah. Some of you guys are good. My favorite drink. You like that one? Favorite drink all time is gonna be a hot toddy. Hot toddy. If you get that right, you might get lucky that night. Yeah, I'm just fucking. I'm fucking around. That's the problem. My mouth gets me in trouble. Not me. That becomes a date problem. So, yeah, let me know about those places that I asked about if anybody has recommendations. What did it say? So the other day, I think I was at Walmart. Oh, much love. Thank you. Thank you. I was at Walmart and some lady, she was like yelling like at her kid, and I was like, that's, I don't know what the kid must have been like two or three, I think two, to be honest. They're like yelling at the kid, and I was just like, fuck, the kid, is your kid deaf or something? Like, I mean, you're like 2 feet away. Bring it down. Like, maybe if you. And she was just. Well, then I was just like, there has to be more to the story. Well, I'm turning the corner because I'm fucking nosy. I'm just ready for this bitch to strike the kid so I can get her. But she just. We just end up. Every aisle we end up meeting. Well, her husband. He was an asshole to her. So I was just like, fucking food chain. Like. Yeah. So I was just like, damn. Like, things change, Like. I don't know. Like, there's just no way I'm gonna allow, I think back in the days, at us as you fucking make a scene right there or fight, whatever. But as you get older, you realize, like, you know what? Pick and choose because you're not gonna make me feel that way. Not today, sir. Not today. Maybe tomorrow, but not today. That becomes a you problem. And I actually, it's been working. I walk away a lot. The minute you hit that high pitch, for your safety, I'm gonna walk away. For your safety. So, yeah, as you get older, you realize, you know what? Pick and choose. Let that person just, yeah, that's all it is, words. I tell both of my kids, but one's funny. One is one side of me, like, she's really calm. Like, let's talk about it. Really think about the consequences. Is it really smart? And she's the one that wants to be a teacher. And then I have the other one. I have the youngest one. She's like me. She'll knock you out first and then like ask questions later. And I'm like, that was the old me. But yeah, it's funny though because both of my kids have a little bit of me in them. And it's like I said, my oldest one is calm. She's more like I said, think about the consequences. And then my youngest one is like, nah, let's scrap. It's all boom, And she's funny too because she'll be like, I'm sorry, I can't talk to you about my mom. Or my lawyer. No talking without a legal representative, please. But not my oldest one. She'll be yap. She'll be like, nope. Yeah, they're too different. They're too different. Ever since they were young, they were different. So yeah. Hey. Yeah, so yeah, pick and choose your battles, man. I've learned that, like I said. It took me a lot, though. It took me a lot. Look at my sister-in-law probably thinking, bitch, you're still, still the same way. No, actually, I changed as of yesterday. Just fucking with you. Yeah. So, Fontana, what's up? ¿Cómo estamos? Like I said, I think it was it the first show I did. I was like, someone was talking, and he was like, saying something about Fontana. I was like, what the fuck is out there? He's like, actually, there's a lot. I was like, oh shit. I didn't mean to offend anybody. I was just like, you know, like, come on. When you fucking Fontana, Norco, like, all you smell is like cow manure and shit. So I'm like, it's kind of hard. Like, how do you hang out and smell shit around you? He's like, not every part smells like shit. I'm like, oh man. Must be the only part they send me. nothing but the best over here. Nothing but the best. Yeah. Oh, roller skating. Where are my roller skaters at? Anybody roller skate? Millie, you roller skate? Yeah. Well, I have the skates and the blades, but I prefer the skates. Yeah. But yeah. So yeah, let me know of any hiking places. Like, you know, it's always good to go hiking. Maricela, ¿cómo estás? Muy bien, gracias. Saludos a todos. Esteban, hablo poquito español. He goes, do you speak English or do you speak Spanish? I said, well, what the fuck? You're talking to me in English, you're talking to me in Spanish. What language do you want to talk to you? But no, it's funny. I speak every language because I'm nosy like that. Elijah being a little smart ass. That's my daughter again. It's funny, like, every time I go live or I'm somewhere, there's always that one kid, you know, like, go away, nosy. And I was talking to my older daughter, and then all of a sudden, I see my youngest. Oh, she reminds me of me back in the days. I was always in everybody's fucking business. Like, what's going on? Like, if you didn't know the fucking business, what the hell, you know? But she reminds me so much of me when I was small. But there's always that one kid that always just sticks around and, you know, just to listen to the conversation. You're like, get out of here, little. That'd be my little one. But she can also cook, too. I mean, she's amazing. She knows a lot. She'd be acting like she don't. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. Just push this. Oh, really? Interesting. So, yeah. Having two kids, but the work has, I wouldn't change it. The only thing I would change is enjoy the time, you know, because they grow up so fast, so, like, within a blink of an eye, they're graduating, they're, you know, you went from picking them up to school every day, taking them off, dropping them off, or whatever, and to nothing. Yeah. I know I always fuck around, I always say, yes! Touchdown. But watch, later on, I'm crying. I tell my little one, I go, I'm going to fucking move to your school, watch. She's like, no, mom. Shit. Momager, here I come. What? I'm going to go apply at my daughter's school. Yeah. So, what is new? In Hawaii, shout out to Hawaii, Mazatlan. Maine. Shout out to Maine. So, yeah. Let me know if you guys had know any good spots. So yeah, my daughter will be going to Vegas. She's like 21, where the she'll be out there. I might just have to take a little cruise down that way. I don't even get invited. I just pop up. She don't know yet. I might just pop up on her. I'm one of those people just pop up. You just never know. Just what? We didn't even invite you. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm here. Say it again. Say it again. I'm not invited. Yeah. So yeah. Sorora. Gracias. Saludos. Saludos. See. Oh, Mariana would like to know where are the good shoppings for bathing suits. Because she said she also went to Victoria's Secret and they didn't really have any. So where should she go? Juan Carlos, never. A rancho, ¿cuál rancho, Carlos? He said, Carlos says, I'll take you to the ranch. The fuck am I going to a ranch? A rancho. Fucking weirdo. I don't think a lot of people like when I tell them, like, Crystal's crazy. No, like, really, I am. I'm a lot of work. Sergio, hola. Yeah, and then let's see. Oh yeah, so definitely I'm gonna be posting the tattoos. Like I said, I'm gonna show you guys the before. And it's not slander, it's not talking shit, but you can see it's not fucking rocket science. You see the Crayola marker, the washable Crayola marker, and then the new work, like. That Mr. Luna did. He did an amazing job. I highly recommend you guys to go. Oh, hola, Chantel. Yeah. Mr. Luna. Good tattoo. Yeah. And, yeah. So lately I've been like, I don't know, like, it's like, a flu, kind of like I don't know, just like drowsy and just like tired. And oh, sorry. Carlos. Oh, okay. So, because last, it was the last week or the following week of that, we were asking about taco places, and Carlos says on Brister and Warner in Orange County in Santa Ana. I don't know. Brister and Warner. That's like only a McDonald's, and I wonder what he's talking about. Maybe if you go down further, but it doesn't make sense. I'll find out. And yeah, these the messages are just, dude, like one guy asked me how many times do you shower a day? I don't shower. Next. I messaged him, I don't shower. And I was serious about it. And he was just like, well, that's just fucking gross. Like, what the fuck you ask me, you fucking weirdo? You're gonna ask me a stupid question, I'm gonna come out with a fucking smart ass remark. Wilson, hola. Jay Stewart. Oh, what was that kid's name? Oh, I have to give him a shout out. Mr. Smith, fuck you. Yeah, you're a fucking weirdo. Yeah, he sent me like all this random shit. Like, I was like babbling and like, dude, looks like he's only 18. I'm like, what the hell? So I blocked him and then he got another website and messaged me. I was like, damn. I don't know. It was just weird. So yeah, we're going to wrap it up, but for sure next week. Like I said, I have a lot more. I know I've been behind, but a lot of questions, a lot of answers. I will definitely get back. Get back to you guys. Adios.
You're listening to Anything Goes with the gorgeous Miss Ibarra, with your host, Crystal Ibarra, only.